Okay, Rabosai, we are just exploring in some Inyanei Purim a little bit, and the sugya is Esther, and the Gemara asks, how could Esther go ahead and do this Avera with Ahasuerus? After all, Farhes Yahavi, everyone knew what was going on, and she's Chayevet, she should have to give up her life. So all the Rishonim are bothered. What do you mean? The Gemara is picking, yes. So if a person does on any of the 610 Averos, Farhesia, and a guy forced him to do so, you have to give up your life. So the Gemara gives two answers why she didn't have to give up her life for that. One answer is because she was karka olam, she was passive. The second answer is because hanos atzman shiny. Why was Ahasuerus doing this? Ahasuerus was doing this for his own pleasure, and therefore, since he wasn't doing it lahavira al hadas, to go ahead and deny her religion, but for his own pleasure, therefore, she didn't have to give up her life. But all the Rishonim bothered, wait a second. It's not just a matter of 610 averos, Befarhesia, but this is one of the big three. This is Gili Arayos. And if it's Gili Arayos, why does she not have to give up her life? Because she's doing one of the big three. So yesterday we explored the very famous answer to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the reason that she doesn't have to give up her life when it comes to Bias Issa with Ahasuerus is because Ahasuerus is a guy and Bias Akum does not generate a chi of Gili Arayos. And the Rivam asked on Rabbeinu Tam, why is that the case? How could that be true? After all, we've seen countless Gemaras that say that there's an Isser Labal as a result of Bias Akum. Isser Labal as a result of Bias Akum means there ought to be an Isser Labal, which means it ought to be an Isser of Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis, Isser Labal, Isser Labal are all codependent on each other. So apparently we answered yesterday that the Rabbeinu Tam must hold that no, there is an Isser Labal even though it's not Gili Arayis. Bias Akum is not called Gili Arayos, but it does generate an Issur Labal. Why? Because the Issur Labal is a function of what? It's a function of a betrayal of the husband. And when a person, when a woman does a willful act, an act that is not rape, but a willful act, knowing that this fellow is not her husband, and she's going ahead and having relations with him, even if there are mitigating factors, she's doing it to save Klal Yisrael, she thinks it is her husband, she thinks, she knows it's not her husband, she doesn't know it's Usher, she thinks he's Eliyahu Hanavi, doesn't make a difference. That is called a me'ila, a rebellion, a betrayal against her husband, and therefore it's Usher, but it's not Gilead Rice. She's Usher to her husband, she's not Usher to the bowl, it's not called Gilead Rice. That was the approach of Rabbeinu Tam. So I wanted to take a quick look at the approach of the Rivam, and if you look at the Tosis, that long Tosis in Sanhedrin, Dafai, and Dalar Mebeis, you look at the last of the wide lines and three words before the end. So here Tosaf, the Rivam gives his pshat. V'hadalo parich hachav ha'Esther arayos havya. Why does it not say in our Gemara, Esther violated the big three, Gili Arayos? It only says Esther, farhes yahavi. Why doesn't it say Esther, Gili Arayos hava? Tekimle. So says Tosaf, it was obvious to the Gemara. It was obvious. Kimle. It was obvious to the Gemara, Demahani Taima de Karka Olam, that Karka Olam is, it was obvious that when it comes to Karka Olam, she was Karka Olam, therefore it's not called Gilei Arayos. It was obvious. What was not obvious was that she was also doing this Avera Befar Hesia, that was not obvious. But it was obvious to the Gemara that if you're Karka Olam, you don't have to give up your life. Gilei Arayos. You don't have to give up your life. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Deleinian delom. It was obvious. It was obvious to have a kimle de mahani tabi de karka olam leinian delom mechayve limsar atzam mishum arayos. Why was it so obvious? So the Rivam has the following kiddush. Rabosai, watch this. How do you know that for Gili Arayos you have to give up your life? How do you know? So the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says the reason that you have to give up your life for Gilei Arayos is because of a hekesh. The Torah has a hekesh. You have to give up your life for Ritzicha. If someone puts a gun to your head and says, kill blank, you have to take the bullet. That we know. The Gemara has a hekesh. In the same pasuk, it talks about Nara Hamurasa, Gilei Arayos. So just like you have to give up your life for Ritzicha, you also have to give up your life for Gilei Arayos based on a hekesh. So where do we know you have to give up your life for Gilei Arayos? A hekesh to Ritzich. How do you know if to give up your life for Ritzich? How do you know? I put a gun to Pliny's head and I say, kill him or I'll kill you. What's the din? He has to take the bullet. Why? You all know the answer. Correct. The Gemara says, my chazis. der Domach die Dach sumatve, Dilma Domach de Heach sumatve. Who says his blood is redder, maybe? Who says your blood is redder, maybe? His blood is redder. What does that require you to do? It requires you to do the following. Stand down. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Therefore, what about the following case? Who's the biggest guy in the shir? Ethan. So I put a gun to Ethan's head. And I say, Ethan, who's the littlest guy in the shir? It doesn't matter. I put a gun to Ethan's head and I say, Ethan, allow me, you're bigger than me, allow me to pick you up and throw you on a 3-day-old baby and thereby crush the baby to a flattened nothing. Or you get the bullet. What is Ethan's response? So comes along Tysus, and Tysus says, my chazis. Who says your blood is redder than? Yeah, but who says the baby's blood is redder than Ethan's blood? So what is Ethan's response? Do nothing. Do nothing. He does nothing. Meaning, he can let it happen. Do nothing. And is Ethan responsible? Now, Tosis is saying Ethan might be called a rotzeach, but he's allowed to do it. He doesn't have to be moser nafsho. Because my chazis says, not that you can't do the aveira of ritzicha, but rather, you have to be passive. Who says his blood is redder? Yeah, but who says his blood is redder? And therefore, what do? Nothing. So comes along Taisus and says, how do we know Gili Arayis is Yaharig Val Yavor? We learn it out from Rotzeach. What does Rotzeach demand of us? Shevi Alta say, do nothing, my chazis. So when it comes to Gili Arayis, what's the din? You know what? If someone puts a gun to your head and says, sleep with me or I'll kill you. So what's the halacha? You have to. The din is Yarg Val Yavar, but what does that demand of you? Shei V'altas. Give me a Torah, Gemara formulation of Shei V'altas, eh? Karka Olam. Karka Olam. So why is Esther not Chayiv Gili for Yarg Val Yavar for Gili Arayos? Because she was Karka Olam. And Karka Olam demands just do nothing, sit back and do nothing. In which case, Karka Olam, Karka Olam, Karka Olam, sit back and do nothing. Why then, when it comes to Gimel Averos Hachamuros, the big three, okay, comes on Tosin and says, she can, oh, by the way, that means, ooh, wow, what a chiddush. When we speak about Gili Arayis being one of the big three, according to his Tosis, it's one of the big three for who? Men. Only men. Only men. And the din is Yehareik Ve'al Ya'avor, it's not Tehareik Ve'al Ta'avor. When it comes to a woman who in the normal posture of ones of this bia is karka olam, so therefore there's no din of Yarag Val Yavar. Wow. That's a beautiful chiddush to Rivam. That's why Esther was not Gili Arayis Havia. But I ask you a question. So why does Gemara then say, hey, but Esther was Farhesya Havia? When it comes to Esther, Gili Arayis Havia, the Gemara says, yeah, it's Pashut. We don't have to ask the question, it was Pashut, Kimle. That Esther did not have to give up her life because Karka Olam. When it comes to Esther Farhes Yahaveh, yeah, Esther should have given up her life. Kamash Malon, Karka Olam. Why was it obvious to the Gemara by Gili Arayis? Big three was not obvious when it comes to when it comes to Esther Farhes Yahavya? What's the difference between the big three and Esther Farhes Yahavya? The answer is as follows. When it comes to the big three, why the big three, the big three? Why the big three, the big three? Big three, the big three, because they're the big three. There's a certain chumras ha'avera of ritzicha, gilui arayos, avodah zarah. These are very chumra averas. When you violate gilui arayos bekarka olam from ritzicha, you're not over. Why is it that when it comes to eating a cheeseburger, someone puts a gun to your head, eat a cheeseburger, you allowed to eat the cheeseburger? Yes. But if you're in the middle of Times Square and he's trying to be ma'avir as hadas, get you to reject your religion, you have to take the bullet? You have to take the bullet. Why? Chilash. Meaning, what's it about? What's it about? Is it about the Maisa Avera or is it about something else? What's it about? It's about perception. It's about perception. Judaism is under attack. And when Judaism is under attack, and God is under attack, and our people are under attack spiritually, what does the Torah mandate we do? You have to take a stand. You have to step up, even at the expense of your life, and say, no. And we see stories throughout Jewish history, inspiring stories, of Jews in the Shoah, who despite the persecution gave their children bris milah and had matzah on the Leil HaSeder and lit Hanukkah candles, despite everything. Because when you're under attack, yet even in the face of Mesiris Nefesh, you have to make a stand. And the Gemara says she should have given up her life. Why? Because it was Farhes Yahavya. What's the Kamash Malon? What's the Gemara's answer? Two answers. One is Hanos Atzman. What is Hanos Atzman telling you? It wasn't an attack. The Gilui Arayos was because what? Because Achashverosh was a... Hanos Atzman. So it wasn't an attack on Judaism, and therefore it was mutter. What's the first answer? She was Karka Olam. And since she was an impassive participant, it was a halamina. This would say that that's also a Chil Hashem. Kamash Malon, when you're doing nothing, when you're a passive participant, everyone understands that as well, that is not called Chil Hashem. For a woman is, by definition, I mean, I know you're a Baruch Hashem, a very pure young man, which is good, but by definition, man in the Maisa Bia, first of all, we assume, Ein Kishui El Ladas, do I have to translate that? I don't have to translate that? Ein Kishui El Ladas. And number two is the men are more, shall we say, active.
Yeah! Who's to say that Esther had a choice between dying and going on with it? Maybe she didn't have a choice.
Well, there is such a pshat that she didn't have a choice. She
forced to.
Right, there is such a pshat that she was mamish raped. She was mamish raped. There is such a discussion, but the simple understanding is, yeah, she could have resisted, and resisting would have cost her life. Okay, yeah, last point.
In a case where you have gone through, you kill this person or else you're killed. If that person is, if there's a high chance that they're going to kill that person anyways, are you alive?
That's a great question. That's a famous question. I'm not going to go there now. It's a big discussion. Let's say I say, we're going to kill everyone in this room unless, you know, one person. That's a big discussion, and that relates to my chazis. You might say, maybe the blood of 20 people are indeed redder than the blood of one. And if you take that svara, maybe you reach that kind of conclusion. That's an interesting discussion. Yes?
Let's say you were standing in Barhesia and someone shoved a cheeseburger down your throat. He said, either just let me, like, put the cheeseburger in your mouth, or I'll kill you. Would that be the same?
That's Karka Olam. That's Karka Olam.
Right, so that would be
Okay, we'll stop here. 4 minutes. Yeah, 4 minutes.
4 minutes.